this is Radio Kate, and I haven't done an audio boo, not a personal one, for a while, so I thought I'd do one today. And I'm doing lots of tidying and sorting. My house is full of things, things collected on travels, things with stories, things that might just come in useful one day. I was always brought up to look after things and take care of them, not waste anything. So that's what I've done. And that's what my mother did as well, so I have all of her things. Still trying to sort through them all, because I'm not sure if you know, but I lost my mother about seven and a half years ago, which is quite unbelievable, really. Anyway, I was sorting through a little drawer, and I came across some stuff from university, and I came across this letter from Mum, and it just made me laugh. And I'm sure it made me laugh at the time, and it makes me laugh now, if a bit sad, but... So I thought I'd share it with you, because it's Mum, really. Hi, Kate. It's the tea towel post. Sorry. You thought this was something exciting, didn't you? Well, letters can't all be interesting and informative, can they? But I'm sure you're ready for a clean tea towel, so here it is. More exciting stuff. Thinking of buying a new fridge, as this one is now even freezing the cheese and vegetables. There are stalagmites in the vegetable trays and stalactites behind Heather's shelf. And anyway, there's an Air Miles offer on fridge freezers, so there you go. Fridge freezer at Curry's equals 150 air miles. Double if you buy a dishwasher too. She never did, by the way. There, that must be the most scintillating domestic appliance letter you've ever received. Applebee to follow. I've not seen Anne yet to pick up the cartoon. So there'll be more posts soon. Ah yes, book tokens. I forgot where you put them, but I'll probably have spoken to you by the time you get this. Love and kisses, Mum. Yep. That's Mum.